Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The warm. His early break with Zip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. Just myself and AD today, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Go see Tripp and the team for all your Apple product needs at 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. AD, you pointed out that somehow, we are here at 11th and O, and about 8 hours ago, this was a river.
Yeah, it was.
It was a river, and now it's clean. The drains are doing their job in Lincoln.
Shout out to the utilities, Lincoln Transmission and Utilities, man, because looking on Twitter last night on X, man, it was pretty bad on 12th and O, pretty bad.
It was, but we were here. I did you have any damage at your house at all, AD? Or
no, I was just startled when the phone went off, and I'm glad it did, but it was hard for me to get back to sleep, man, because then I was kind of concerned. I was like, well, if it goes on again, I want to be, you know, we're all in the basement, and my daughter and Brooke, they went right back to sleep. When we got in the basement, I was on the couch just kind of sitting there, you know, looking at things, and but no, it was just a weird night, man. I'm a zombie today. Think about it, Jake, I was in a good sleep too, man.
So I was telling the guys earlier in the show that, I went to bed probably about around, I don't know, 10:30 or so.
Okay.
And so I was in such a slumber when the alarm went off at 11:55, I thought it was like 3 in the morning. Look at the phone. Like, it's not even midnight yet? Like, what? This is actually like still today, not tomorrow
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, yeah.
So, my wife went back to sleep right away, as you would, but I went upstairs and checked out. I looked outside to see if I could see any sort of clouds or, you know, lightning was going like crazy, you'd assume.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But here's the deal. I thought that, I put my trash can out the night before, and I thought, hey, that might have blown away. This morning, all the trash cans are where they need to be in the whole townhouse area.
I think it went south of you guys, south and east
south
of
and
you.
South and east.
South. For the most part, because you're the east.
But there's also damage at like 48th and Layton, though.
Yeah, I think it's 48th and Layton's in bad shape.
I saw the gas station right at 48th and Layton got, you know, torn apart, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole cover came down.
And then the underpass, if you're going on 48th and Layton in that area, you weren't going across.
No.
I think there were two that got stuck down there.
Yikes. It's not good.
It was crazy, man. Last night was crazy.
We have we hope that anybody out there, if there's no injuries, hope no anybody got hurt at all, and that if you have any sort of damage, hope it's not severe damage to your property. Understand that's possible.
Yes,
but not a good situation. And by the way, Reed Timmer, who's like the Dominator, the car that can go into tornadoes. He was in Lincoln last night, I guess.
I've seen that.
And David from RenewYourAuto.com told us this morning that he saw him at 9th and O here in Lincoln today. There's supposed to be some more storms this afternoon.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if it's supposed to be severe like it was last night. But I looked at the rate of the forecast. They're saying about from noon to like 5, there's a potential chance of thunderstorms today again.
Yeah.
Which here's what I'm surprised by, AD. Like usually in the summertime, you get severe storms when it's like really hot and muggy out.
Yeah.
It was 73 degrees yesterday.
It was.
So I had golf leagues. So golf leagues on Monday nights.
You guys still got to play.
We did. So last week it was 105 degrees. That seemed more like tornado type of weather.
Yeah.
Whereas yesterday it was 73 degrees. It was perfect out.
But it changed up, though. It got more humid during the daytime, late, and then it changed up again. And then you guys had probably about a 3.5-hour window that you were good.
We had no issues. We had no rain at all. We had to use cart path only because, you know, it rained so much in the morning. But it didn't rain a single drop at all on the golf league from 6 p.m. till, you know, 9 p.m. or so. No rain. Rain didn't start hitting until about 11 o'clock or so in general, 11 p.m. after the deluge we had in the morning. I mean, it rained. So our show, we saw the rain begin yesterday about 6:15. It went till 8:15, so 2 hours. It was about 1.4 inches that fell in Lincoln.
And you know what, Jake? Even during our show, it was coming down pretty hard at
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Times, and then about 9:15, 9 o'clock-ish maybe, it was just kind of a drizzle, then stopped, and then I think it was done for a while. Then it was very unpredictable.
Yeah, let me tell you what it is not pleasant having tornado sirens going off ever, but at midnight people are asleep,
yes,
that's dangerous for everybody.
Well, it's you don't know where it's coming from. I mean,
nope.
Most people, at least in the Midwest, we go out and look.
Yep. If it's like 6 p.m., sure, yeah. But at midnight, I'm not going outside.
No, bro.
My pajamas, I'm sleeping.
No, I went downstairs, and I walked out the walkout door down there, and the wind was pretty aggressive. But you got some on the text line here, unknown texter, 1763. If it comes back up, yep, you can see yours.
So we live in South Lincoln, 40th and Pine Lake. When the sirens went off, my wife and kids went downstairs. I went outside, though. Because you, sir, are a true Nebraskan, a true Midwestern that seeks out the storm and doesn't hide from the storm. Yeah, I did think about it for a second. Should I go outside and see? Because I wanted to actually check if the dumpster was still out there.
Yeah.
If you know, I say, hey, if that blew away, I want to make sure that doesn't blow away too far away.
Right.
And we had our flag out too. You know, our American flag. I'm like, I don't want that thing to blow away either. Get broken.
Right.
But we left it up. Everything was good this morning. Flag still there?
You know, though, Jake, it shows you how unpredictable the wind can be at times because, you know, those folks, and God bless them, that are still in the Elkhorn areas.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
You saw some houses that literally had almost no damage to them, and then there were other houses where the roofs were gone and other houses that were gone completely. So it shows you just never know what's going to happen, you know, with the pattern of the winds, man. So, yeah, it was definitely a weird night last night.
It was a weird night. We hope that we don't have many nights like that. That's just, I like a good storm. I like a good thunderstorm. I do. But I don't like ones that turn into tornadoes.
No, no.
Around midnight when it's time to sleep.
Mm-mm, man. I'm going to be struggling today, bro. I'm telling you right now, because my clock went off this morning. I was like, I think I may have gotten 3 to 4 hours of sleep, maybe. That was solid. I was knocked out by 10:30, like you. I was knocked out by 10:30. When that went off, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, okay, that's not my alarm clock.
Nope. Yeah. I was, well, again, I had been asleep for just over an hour. You know, you're getting into REM at that point. You say, what, hear that sound is jarring. It's straight up jarring.
It is. It is. You're just all over the place. Yeah.
So
it's going to be a long day, brother.
It is. So if there's more storms today, we hope that they're not severe. If they are, just rain, because again, AD, the drought is over in this area. We have a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Excess rain, some might say, at this point.
It's a lot, man. It's been a lot. You know, we like the knee-high by the 4th of July for the farmers.
We do.
But I'm like, boy, this is, we've got a lot of rain, brother. A lot. And I know there were tornadoes that touched down in the Harlan County area last night, out west, obviously southwest. And they had that whole system that was moving up there, but it's been a weird couple of days, man. Hopefully, I think we're in for round two today, but hopefully it's just rain and not the other stuff.
Well, and on this, my buddy Mike, who lives right over by that gas station that got pounded last night, 48th and Layton. I texted, he lives like a minute away from that walk. I said, hey, he said, any damage? He said, well, a down limbs lost power for 4 to 5 hours, and the basement flooded last night.
Oh, my
God. Otherwise, everything is good, though. I'm like, listen, Your basement flooded. It's not good. Everything's not good. But his rain gauge was overfilled, so it had to be over 5 inches of rain in that area last night. How about that?
And that's already, that area already sits lower anyway.
It does.
That's too bad. Mike, I hope you were able to get that stuff cleaned up quickly. And all the folks out there that had, I know there's quite a few that their basements have not just, you know, a little bit of water. I mean, like, bad shape. So, man, thoughts and prayers to you folks that you get that taken care of as quickly as possible.
That is it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.